It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Located only minutes from Beaver Stadium, renting an RV from GoPSURV.com is your ticket to success for home games. There's only one game left in 2019, and there are still RVs available for the Rutgers game. But hey, why not think ahead? You can reserve an RV now for the 2020 Blue-White game or any of next season's home games with a $250 deposit. To learn more, visit GoPSURV.com's Facebook page, check out the website, GoPSURV.com, or give Mark a call, 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Okay, it's Tucker's Tape. Ross, it is your time to talk about the Penn State-Indiana game and what it means going forward. Penn State 34, Indiana 27, 18 plays, 75 yards, 9 minutes and 1 second. The stage is yours, sir.
All right, so the first one I think is pretty obvious, but moving forward from that game to the Ohio State game, and including the Minnesota game as far as that's concerned, they need to get off to a better start. Like, they cannot be trailing in this game. It was 7-0 they were winning, and then it was 14-10 they were losing. Is that right?
I think it was 17-14 after a quarter. I don't think they were ever behind Indiana. Do you have the
– I do.
Yeah.
I think at one point
– no, I don't think they ever got behind them. I think it was just they were always – Indiana was always within reach.
Well, at any rate, they need to – get off to a better start.
Don't disagree. The defense did not get off to a great start after the first series.
No, it was
14-7? 14-10. Okay.
Yeah, it was 14-10 Indiana, and then Penn State scored.
Not good. Two touchdowns in the first quarter allowed in the last two games.
Yeah.
Right, and these opponents are not the caliber of Ohio State. And if you think about it, the reason why Penn State was so competitive with Ohio State the last couple of years and could have won those games, they got off to unbelievable starts in both of those games. So if they get off to a bad start and they're just throwing it all the time, with these receivers and with Chase Young, they are in trouble. They have to have a lead. It's actually pretty bad the more we talk about that they've blown those two leads.
Correct.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like 35-20 with 10 minutes left.
28-10, 35-20, and I think last year they were up 13-0. Miles Sanders fumbled like right before the half. They cashed in on a screen, changed the game.
So that's number one. Number two, this is going to – so the getting off to a better start's obvious. Number two is the RPO game is going to be huge. They're going to have to run a lot of RPOs. Clifford's probably going to have to run the ball a lot like Trace McSorley did last year. And you know what? Clifford's so much of a better runner than we give him credit for or than we thought he'd be. I didn't think he would be nearly this productive as a runner. Like if you said to me, what's the biggest reason why Penn State is 9-1 as opposed to 8-2 or 7, I'd say that Clifford's probably a better runner than I thought he'd be. Like that's the one thing that
and he's
really
done, he's done
out.
It again in games where they've really needed him.
They've
to
needed
do it.
Him to, yeah.
You know, he ran on Michigan. He obviously the drive you referenced. His leg showed up big in that one. Even in the Buffalo game when it was still in the, he had a huge run early in the second. I think it was early in the second half. He ran for like 50 yards
down the sideline.
James talked about it. When he got there, he was a 4.8 guy and he really worked hard at getting bigger, but also getting faster. And he says he's faster than Trace. I think he's maybe a high 4.6 guy. I really do. When you watch him kind of stride out.
So I would say the RPO game in general, but then Clifford's running in particular, and he was outstanding running against Indiana, and they needed it. Like, they needed all of it. It was clutch. It was first downs. It was touchdowns. I mean, his running, and you know now why it's almost like colleges almost don't recruit kids that can't run at quarterback anymore. You really have to be able to run. The other thing, by the way, that stood out to me about that, about his running, is Devin Ford and Journey Brown continue to impress me. We'll see what happens with Noah Cain. Devin Ford was like that close a couple times.
I saw,
to house calls. I mean, really close. Journey Brown did have one, but those guys have been pretty impressive. And it's really interesting to watch how much better of a blocker Freiermuth is than Gesicki was. He's much better.
Bob's laughing.
Well, I think Mike would probably tell you quite candidly, if he was not being recorded, that he has no interest in blocking. I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not. I know you're not.
He did that. I think that whole thing where he would hit the blocking sled after practice just for show, just for the media, that looked like he was working hard, because in games, he didn't want any part of it. He didn't. Yeah. And I think he would admit it.
So that is – those are the big ones on the offensive side of the ball.
DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week, DraftKings has a pro football promo you won't want to miss. It's simple. Just place a bet on Pittsburgh to win against Cincinnati on Sunday and get $6 for every touchdown the Pittsburgh scores. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. The deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number two, Bob Flounders, Russ Tucker, Andy Shea. It's Tucker's Tape. Back to you, sir.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Russ, before you switch gears to either the defense or special teams, they gave the game – the coaches gave the game ball to the offensive line, and James literally mentioned everyone, and I thought they were very deserving considering what they did in the game and on the 9-minute drive. I wanted to ask Russ specifically. I thought Michael Mennett might have had, if not his best game, one of his best games at Penn State. He made some crushing blocks on a couple of key plays in that game and on that drive where he just – the hole was wide open. And I was just curious if you saw that at all.
Yeah, he was very good. I thought the offensive line in general was very good. Rashid Walker got beat one time.
Yeah.
It was a sack. Might have been a strip sack.
Strip sack, correct.
He got beat one time, which is a little concerning when you're going up against Chase Young. C.J. Thorpe got beat one time. So their young newcomers each got beat once. You would hope that that doesn't happen against Ohio State, but that was noteworthy. And we talked about it. Their closeout drive at the end was just so impressive. It's crazy to think how much easier some of their wins would have been, like during the Moorhead era and even last year, if they had made the changes they made on the 4-minute stuff.
Rose Bowl.
It's Rose Bowl. I mean, some of the Ohio State games, they are a different team closing out these games. It is very important, and you're right. Mennett did have a really good game and a really good drive. On the defensive side of the ball.
Oof. Yeah, just shake your head, Ross. Go ahead.
I am really surprised.
Yep.
Like,
it's not good.
In the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons had a bye, and they went from the worst defense in the NFL to, like, the best.
Yeah.
Penn State, like, had, like, the reverse Falcons. I mean, so I'm actually more worried about busted coverages now than I am about making plays at the catch point. I mean, making plays at the catch point, you do the best you can. They need them to try to make some plays at the catch point against Ohio State. But you can't have busted coverages. You can't have guys just scot-free, wide open. At least if you're there.
In the final minute, too.
Maybe you rip your hand up there. That's so unacceptable. Yeah. Now, who's number 8 again?
Number 8 is, I think it's Marquise Wilson, freshman. And Keaton and Marquise are, you know, taking their lumps.
I think Marquise made a mental error there in that last play.
And they ran a double safety blitz out of a nickel to the same side of the field on that touchdown that Indiana – it was a walk-in touchdown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what was that? Like, Brisker and I think Wade were right next to each other on the right side of the offense.
They both were shot on a blitz.
So the busted coverages are the most concerning thing defensively. They're still not great at the catch point. I mean, this is – and I mean this dead seriously. They have to catch the interceptions.
Catch the ball.
Like, if Fields throws him the ball, like he did, like the Indiana kid did to Micah Parsons, to John Reed,
yes,
you have to catch that. I mean, I feel like I'm not even providing good analysis here. Like, if the quarterback of the other team throws it right to you, you have to catch that. Like, to beat Ohio State, you definitely need to catch it. Once again, the tackling was not good enough. It just was not good enough. Really, across the board.
I was going to say, across the board, and the tackling was not good.
What was even as disappointing, they did not do a very good job of finishing at the quarterback. Like, they got pressure a bunch, but they didn't finish. He was able to slide out of there. He was able to move and throw the ball. What do you think Justin Fields is going to do?
Ross,
like, they got to do a They got to do a better job of finishing at the quarterback.
Ross, I really believe this, because considering the schedule that they played and where they are in the season, they look a half a step to a full step slower than they were at the start of the season. At every, almost every level of defense.
The one
freak though, that did you see Micah Parsons chase that quarterback across the field and close on him like it was like a leopard closing in on a zebra? Like he was going to kill that guy.
He looked just
holy mackerel! Is that guy fast when he puts his feet down?
He does a good job too of knowing when to pull up and knowing when to not. I've been impressed with him with that. There was one on the sideline that was going to kill the kid, and he knew. Tackle not good enough. Finish at the quarterback, and let's be honest, the
fake punt.
Yeah, it'd be real good if Ohio State ran a fake punt like that. I mean, if we're talking about ways that Penn State can win the game, what the heck was that? That totally changed. I mean, Indiana had a legitimate chance to win that game if they don't run that fake punt. That was horrendous.
It was the hesitation at the beginning. You didn't get it. It's fourth and one. They hesitated. They kept it out. They weren't sure. Then they called timeout. Then it got all confusing.
Then it was like a bad snap. And by the way, the Penn State's defense was defense day. They were totally ready for it. I mean, that was really poor. So, Ryan Day, we're looking for you to do the same thing this week, buddy.
All right, that's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. They are your questions and his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.